Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy.
I have to do a little intro for your little segment because I miss you, Zeke.
Oh, I'm back.
You were very concerned.
You can't miss me. I'm here.
Right now. We did miss you in the past.
Okay. I'm back.
Yes. Yeah, so what will you be talking to us? Because I think you mentioned something about documentary on hamburgers.
Yes. No. In another.
There's an artistic perspective about this, I'm sure.
In another life, it's some people might realize that I do some stuff involving hamburgers.
That's right. On the Wednesday morning after.
On the Wednesday morning after, I do the Montreal Burger Report, and there is part of my stuff that I do here at CKUT. Every now and again, something pops up, and I write away and say, "Can I get a review copy?" So I have a pile of books next to my bed. I have a pile of DVDs next to the computer. Sometimes they send me tickets to museums. Working at CKUT or volunteering at CKUT is extremely lucrative every now and again. But then...
It's very rewarding.
I mean, yes, exactly. But then it gets a little bit... I get a little bit guilt-ridden as well. And it's the sort of thing where, I had written to this guy, George Motz, who is the guy who does Hamburger America. It's got books, it's got films, it's got T-shirts, it's got everything. He's like the hamburger dude. And I wrote to him back in, I think, February or so, can I get a review copy of your film? And he said, yeah, no problem. Sent it off lickety-split quick. And here we are, July, and I haven't said a word about it. And so then I sort of, while I was gone, I sort of realized, oh, maybe I don't know, what should I do? And so I actually ended up watching the film and saying, because it is an interesting take, because there, it's this guy, basically all he does is wander around the United States eating hamburgers, which is not a bad job if you can get it. And all I know is the film. I didn't ask for a copy of the book. I asked for a copy of the film. In the film, it doesn't say boo about that. So I have no idea why he does that, but I can understand. It's not a bad gig if you can get it.
It's not a bad gig at all.
And so then it's the sort of thing where this film, Hamburger America, has selected 8 hamburger stores or hamburger shops or hamburger restaurants that for their own reason are individual, unique, weird, funky, and interesting. And it occurred to me, that's the exact same reason I started the Montreal Burger Report, because it's like he goes from Connecticut to Memphis, down to Oklahoma, New Mexico, Chicago, and he's like traveling all around, and he's probably like the greenhouse gases that he emits in order to eat these hamburgers is probably immense. And then I just came up with my own list and realized I can go from, the farthest west is sort of like Montreal West. Then I go down to Villemarde and Verdun, and then up to the plateau, and I can do the same 8 unique, individual, funky, different type of hamburgers right here in Montreal. But I digress.
You can also go to Alberta.
Why would you want to go to Alberta?
Because of the best beef, as they say, right?
No, you get the beef to come to you.
Oh, right.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Go on.
And there are people who would disagree with you. Specifically, one of the...
Especially there are veggie burgers, of course.
Don't talk to me about veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers are good.
You can have your veggie burgers.
Anyway,
That's fine. It's, I think, one of the features of this segment is the digressions.
Yes.
But no, actually, you talk about the best beef. There's one of the restaurants that he talks about called Mears, which is in Mears, Oklahoma. I have no idea, but Oklahoma is sort of down south above Texas and somewhere sort of close. I don't know if it's closer to Alberta than we are, but it's somewhere down there. Anyhow, it's a restaurant that serves hamburgers, and the way that they serve their hamburgers is they have their own herd of cattle, which is just wicked cool. It's like you talk about terroir, you talk about eating locally, you can't get more local than this is my own herd. And they have this special...
Wow.
Who's beeping? Margo, are you... I'm looking at you, Margo.
It might actually be our own herd.
Okay. Anyhow, but that's one of the more sort of pedestrian type of burgers, because besides having their own long herd, they don't do anything really special with the burger except make it really, really big. Mm. So it's sort of like the Copley burger here in Montreal, except the Copley does not have their own herd because they're in Westmount. And I think there's probably some sort of municipal bylaw against having a herd of cows in Westmount. However, from...
I think we should look into that.
Well, it's there. It's also on the Wednesday morning. Do the Backyard Chicken Report.
Oh, right. That's a great report.
And we're working on getting chicken coops into town, because there are lots of people who are doing it illegally. But once again, I digress. But however, they're just to quickly go over, they have some very George Motz has some very interesting hamburgers. He has a deep fried hamburger, which is deep fried in 98-year-old grease.
Excuse me.
Wow.
That's in Memphis. There's a steamed cheeseburger, which is in Meridian, Connecticut. There's a the Goober Burger, which has peanut butter on it, but I think the Wheel Inn, which is in Sedalia, Missouri, is closed recently. There's the Butter Burger, which is the one that just disgusts me most, where it's how you get one of those like 1 pound blocks of butter, take about a quarter of it, slap it on the top of the bun, take another quarter of it, slap it on the bottom of the bun, then slap a burger in between, and then eat.
Wow.
That's not exactly up my stop. But then, as I said, there's the Mears Burger. There's the Bobcat Bite, which actually looked like a good one because it's a nice sort of third of a pound hamburger with green chili, fresh green chili from New Mexico. Then there's the Billy Goat Cheeseburger, which is the one that you know and love because you remember the Saturday Night Live skit, No Pepsi, Coke. Or no Coke, Pepsi, and no fries, chips, cheeseburger, yes. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, yes. Cheeseburger. There actually is a place in Chicago which they based it on. They basically just completely copied it entirely. And yeah, in the Saturday Night Live skit from 1978, it's called the Olympia Cafe. However, in Chicago, it's the Billy Goat Tavern, and we can then tie it together because apparently the original owner of the Billy Goat Tavern is why the Chicago Cubs have never won the World Series since 1903. But I digress. And then,
I like these little tidbits.
And then there's the one that I think is my favorite, which is he went to the place where the hamburger was invented. Do you ever think of where the hamburger was invented?
No.
Okay, the hamburger was invented.
However, I'm sure you're going to know.
It was invented in New Haven, Connecticut, right near Yale University, at a place called Louie's Lunch. And there they cook them in... grills that are vertical, so they cook the hamburgers on their sides, which is just really, really funky. And then the one thing though that just as far as an artistic type of thing, it's the sort of thing where this film, the one thing that I recognize is that each and every one of these places is pretty much a tourist trap. They have the t-shirts, they have the hats, they have the merchandise, everybody goes there, and in the entire, I think the film is like, I don't know, about 70, 80 minutes or something like that, not a single person mentions how delicious a hamburger is or how disgusting a hamburger is. They're just presented as sort of artifacts that are worthy of being put in a museum. And so it's you sort of like watch the grease, and the guy who talks about it, Dyer's in Memphis, which is the one, which is the grease where it's, they just basically, I don't know, somebody was sloppy almost 100 years ago and decided, nah, I'm not going to bother with the grease and so on. So they just kept cooking it in the same grease over and over and over. And then obviously they built up a reputation. Yeah, it did not look good. But I imagine if I'm ever in Memphis, I imagine I'm going to have to try it. I will have to. It's like you coming in from Memphis to the Jazz Festival, and you got to go to Schwartz's. Schwartz's is not the best smoked meat in town by a long shot. There are dozens upon thousands upon hundreds of places that are way better than Schwartz's for smoked meat. But you're coming in from Memphis, you're going to Schwartz's just because it's the only thing you know. Well, and I imagine
it also has a reputation that it's not awful, you know. It's
pretty good. Yes, it is.
I remember eating it.
When was the last time?
A few months ago.
Okay, I'll have to take you out to Smoked Meat Pete's.
Oh, either way.
Smoked Meat Pete's you will enjoy immensely. But there, just so that I can then go on and talk about the burgers that are unique and individual here in Montreal and are delicious to boot, because that I can definitely think, and I may...
But I thought we were talking about burgers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
right. You have here Burger DeVille, which, as I said, is in Montreal West. There's Coppoli, which is in Westmount. There's Dick Ann's, which is actually a local chain, which is amazing because their burgers are so thin you can slide them under a door. There's Mr. Steer. Patati Patata, the one you love and I love, the hipster heaven. There's La Paris, where...
La Paris is pretty good.
Uh-huh, exactly. Then there's the Sparrow, there's Delalo, and then there's the Griffintown Cafe. I'm going to have to start bringing a video camera with me when I do the Burger Report or something like that.
I think you do need to do that, especially if there's an artistic documentary about that.
I'm not certain I want an artistic documentary because it's the Burger Report ends up being...
More of a marketing type of documentary.
No, they're the Hamburger America, yes. But no, mine, it's because the Burger Report is like a combination of My Dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Martin Picard's place.
I have heard it. And for our listeners, from the Monday show who have not heard the Wednesday morning after.
Don't do it.
Show.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Well,
don't
Wednesday
do it.
Morning after is great for the big idea with Robin.
Uh-huh. Who, although he's now off in New Haven. Strange. He can go to Louis' lunch and have one of those hamburgers.
You know, the thing I was thinking of before when you asked me that question, I said no for the origins of the hamburger, because everyone seems to claim that they are the ones who created the hamburger. Like Big Hands, for the longest time, I was informed they were the first hamburger place. And then you go to another province. No, I know, but I'm just giving you an idea. You go to another city and you're like, no, this diner's the one that had the first hamburger. So everyone claims that they're the ones who made the first hamburger.
Well, Louis' Lunch actually has a bunch of sort of, documents and
so they're the only ones who actually took upon themselves have documentation.
Yeah, documentation.
That's it. The rest of them probably didn't think of doing that.
Exactly. You're a hamburger stand. What are you thinking about writing stuff down?
Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to see you again, Z.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be back.
We're very happy that you're back.